I move to approve the town report with that correction.
Chris, did you second that?
No, Greg did.
Greg did. Any discussion? Motion to close the nominee?
So moved.
All those in favor of approving the town report?
Aye.
Opposed? Article 3, to elect town officers as required by law. For first election is selectman for a three-year term currently held by Chris Liller. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Chris Liller.
Any other nominations?
Move the nomination to close for class one ballot for Chris Liller.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Liller's been elected. Selectman for a one-year term currently held by Albert Dupell. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Albert Dupell.
Second.
Any other nominations? I'm talking to these guys. All those in favor for Al Dupell? Opposed?
And while we're there, I would just I would like to thank him. I'm sorry?
No, you're good. You're good.
I would like to thank and congratulate Al. This is his 50th year on the select board.
We congratulate him, we console the rest of us. Selectman for a one-year term currently held by Boomer Walker. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Boomer Walker.
Any other nominations?
I move the nomination to close the clerk cast one ballot.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Planning Commissioner for a three-year term currently held by Chris Mann. Do I have any nominations?
I'll nominate Chris Mann.
Second.
Any other nominations? If there are no other nominations.
I move the clerk cast one ballot.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Planning Commissioner for a one-year term currently held by George Rigolo. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate George Rigolo.
Second. Any other nominations?
I move the clerk cast one ballot for George Rigolo.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Well, thank you, Ken. We do need a second on that legally. Sorry. Planning Commissioner, a one-year term currently held by Ray Hawksley.
Nominate Ray Hawksley.
We have a second?
Second.
Do we have any other nominations?
I move for cast one ballot for Ray Hawksley.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Lister for a three-year term currently held by Candy Bernard. Do I have any nominations?
I'll nominate Candy Bernard.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have any other nominations? Chris.
Is the nomination to close? Clerk cast one ballot for Candy Bernard.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Lister for a two-year term to complete a three-year term currently held, it's Britt, correct, Britt?
Okay.
By Britt Wooler.
I nominate Britt Wooler.
Second.
Do I have any other nominations?
Will the nomination be closed and clerk cast one ballot?
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Cemetery Commissioner for a 3-year term currently held by Larry Bills. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Larry Bills.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any other nominations?
I move the nomination to be closed and the clerk cast one ballot for Larry Bills.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Delinquent Tax Collector for a 1-year term currently held by Candy Bernard. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Candy Bernard.
Second.
Any other nominations?
Move that clerk cast one ballot for Candy Bernard.
Do I have a second? All those in favor of Candy Bernard for Delinquent Tax Collector?
Aye.
Opposed? Trustee of Public Funds, a 1-year term currently held by Allison Peterson. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Allison Peterson.
Second?
Second.
Do I have any other nominations? Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Constable for a 1-year term currently held by Paul Bernard. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Paul Bernard.
Second.
Do I have any other nominations?
I'm going to catch one ballot for Bernard.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? For town agent, a 1-year term currently held by John Waite. Do I have any nominations?
Nominate John Waite.
Second.
Do I have any other nominations?
Move the nomination to close and the clerk cast one ballot.
Second.
All those in favor of John Waite for town agent?
Aye.
Opposed? Article 4, to see if the town will furnish bonds where bonds are required. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second? Any discussion? All those in favor of Article 4? Opposed? Article 5, see if the town will authorize the selectmen to borrow money on notes of the town or otherwise in anticipation of taxes and or current expenses. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 6, to see if the town will vote to approve the following appropriation requests, and I will read these. The AIDS Project of Southern Vermont for $500, the American Red Cross for $500, the Community Food Pantry for $500, Deerfield Valley Rescue for $2,000, the Gathering for $1,000, the Grace Cottage Foundation for $8,000, Green Up Vermont for $50, Groundworks Collaborative for $500, Healthcare and Rehabilitation Services for $500, the Historical Society of Windham County for $250, Londonderry Volunteer Rescue for $3,150, The Mover for $1,000, Neighborhood Connections for $1,000, Senior Solutions for $825, SEVEDS for $648, Stratton Mountain Urgent Care for $6,000, Valley Village for $335, the Vermont Center for Independent Living for $500, Vermont Family Network for $250, Vermont Rural Fire Protection Task Force for $200, Visiting Nurse Association for $800, Wardsboro Public Library for $7,000, Wardsboro Volunteer Fire Association for $5,000. Wardsboro Volunteer Rescue for $5,000. The Windham County Humane Society for $450. The Wynn Hall Library for $2,888. And the Women's Freedom Center for $750 for a total of $49,596. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second? Any discussion?
Yes. Visiting Nurses Association went defunct, so they have withdrawn the request for $800. So I move to amend this article to the amount minus the $800. So that's what? 48,796.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
So we're going to have to vote on the amendment, and then we'll vote on the approval of the appropriation. So,
weren't there a couple?
The mover's not on this list, and there was one.
No, the mover's on this list.
This is everyone.
Thousand. Yeah, the mover's on there for $1,000.
This is everyone left side. Submitted to the town in the timely manner, anyway, for an appropriation to be.
On page 42?
Page 5.
Page 5.
Article 6, page 5.
They're right under the modesty. Over here on the left side,
hey,
it says,
I'll tell you what, they're really damn close from last year if you want to know. You were the one from the bottom. And clearly, yeah, it can't be close.
So the motion on the floor is to amend the appropriations to remove Visiting Nurse Association for $800. We have a second, so all those in favor of removing the Visiting Nurse Association, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So, do I have a motion to approve the appropriations as amended to the tune of $48,796?
So moved.
Second? Any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 6 has passed. Article 7, to see if the town will vote to approve the sum of $84,315 for the Stratton Mountain Volunteer Fire Company operating budget. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second? Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor of approving Article 7, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 8, to see if the town will authorize the select board to acquire the parcel known as the Stratton Recreation Area, parcel ID 1100020, consisting of 240 plus or minus acres, for no monetary consideration from the Stratton School District. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion on this?
Yeah, this is a parcel that has been sold, that's gone back and forth.
Yeah. So,
what this article is doing is allowing for the selectmen to reacquire that parcel at their discretion. And then at the school board meeting, a similar article is being voted on. And what that's doing is protecting that property for the town in case in the future, which the governor and the legislature are working on right now, is to create new school districts. So Stratton School District would no longer exist. It would roll in to this larger district. And if we didn't do the rollover, then that would go to that greater district. And we lose control of it. So this will give them the option to reacquire it and keep that with them.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of Article 8, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 9, to see if the town will authorize the select board to use excess fund balance, if available, to reduce taxes in the next fiscal year. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
What's the fund balance right now?
The fund balance of the general fund currently? Is that what you're asking?
What does it use excess fund balance?
Yeah, so it changes from year to year. The current fund balance is sitting at $9 million, but that will greatly diminish when we send the second payment to the state education fund. So it kind of depends where we round out the year. For the current year that we're in, we utilized $250,000 of fund balance to offset the tax rate this year.
Any other discussion?
Well, who determines how much of the fund balance will be allocated?
The selectmen, when they set the tax rate, usually by my recommendation, but they're the ones that approve the tax rate.
Just keep in mind that's the municipal tax.
For the year that we're in currently, the budget was about $1.1 million. The amount that we actually raised through taxes was $150,000. So only about 12% of this budget is raised through taxes. The rest we collect local 1% tax, delinquent interest and penalty, works fees for anything that goes on in the vault, dump revenue, all of that offsets the general fund budget. So we're not actually raising this amount through taxes.
What's that 1% from?
The 1% option sales tax.
That's everything that, all business that occurs that has a sales or rooms or meals tax. We have the 1% tax on top of that. So all the ski passes, all the rentals, all the Airbnbs, everything, we get
1%. Any type of product is shipped in to this town.
How about food and beverage?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they equate that 1%, which we get about 0.7% after the administration and everything, is probably what, close to 750.
We collected 665,000 last year. It seems to be growing each year with the getting more and more Airbnbs each year. It seems like
.com commerce is also starting to catch on to it. So if you're buying something online, depending on your zip code, you know, for my house, it's West Wardsboro. If I enter Stratton, depending on who it is, they will add that 1% on.
And if we're collecting 700,000, say, this year, with the grand list where it stands now, I think every $120,000 is a penny on the rate. So that's reducing the rate by 5 cents or so.
And a penny on the rate, just so you know, equates to about $50
on
a property value at $500,000.
So you can do the math and you address what that might mean for your tax bill. It
makes a little difference.
Yeah. Any further discussion on Article 9? All those in favor of approving Article 9, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Article 10, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $1,080,047 to care for the expenses and liabilities of the general fund for fiscal year 2026, July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2026. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of Article 10, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 10 passes. Article 11, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $1,583,600 to care for the expenses and liabilities of the Highway Fund for fiscal year 2026, July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2026. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
What kind of plans are coming for this coming year?
We're planning on paving a 1.5 mile section starting at the Obertal condominiums by Shatterack Road to the bottom of Brazier's Way. And then it's just basically the routine maintenance that we do throughout the year, the summer, the, you know, the trees and brush and the ditching and the grading and that type of stuff. But nothing, the paving is the biggest project that, that we do.
Oh, I mean, there's nothing left to do there.
Chris, you had mentioned culverts on Mountain Road at some point.
Yeah, it'll probably be the next time, unless we have a failure of one. We typically replace culverts about a year before we pave. So unless there's a catastrophic event where one of them actually fails or plugs or caves in, we probably won't be this year. That we will be replacing some on Brazier's Way prior to paving, because that's the best time to do it. We did the testing and we got a recommendation, and now it's just a matter of, you know, figuring out how we morph that into the budget, because it's going to be an expensive project, you know, when we do it. So it's still on our radar. I don't know, I don't have a date for you, but we're gonna discuss it, you know, a little bit further when our current paving contractor is looking at that study that they did, so he could try to give us a recommendation on what he thinks it's going to cost, so we can start setting some money aside for it.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Any further discussion of Article 11? All those in favor of Article 11, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 12, to transact any other business that may legally come before this meeting. Anybody have any other business? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?